1 Timothy chapter number 1. Bible says verse number 1, chapter number 1 of 1 Timothy. He said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and our Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I beseech thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables or endless genealogies, which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of a faith unfeigned, for which some, having swerved, having turned aside unto a vain jangling. Verse 19. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. I want to preach a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought. Having a clear conscience. Amen? Having a clear conscience. So what is a conscience? According to Noah Webster in 1828, he said a conscience is this. He says it's internal or self-knowledge, judgment of right and wrong, or the faculty, power, or principle within us which decides the lawfulness or unlawfulness of our own actions and affections and instantly approves or condemns them. Amen. He said that's what a conscience is. Amen. Praise God. That's what it is. And so having a clear conscience, it's important to have a clear conscience. Amen. A conscience is a God-given capacity that God gives us, amen, it's not of our own, for human beings to exercise self-evaluation. That's what a conscience is. God gives us every one of us have a conscience. Amen. It don't matter how good we are or how bad we are, all of us have a conscience. And it's God's given our gift, the capacity to judge things and exercise self-examination, praise God, of our life. And that's what Paul was telling here. He said, you know, that we've been called and commanded of God to serve the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, by God Almighty, through Christ, our Savior, who is our hope. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for hope tonight, ain't you? Without hope, what would we have? We'd have nothing. But I'm glad for that that salvation that we have, that hope, faith with an expectation that something bigger's down the road. Amen. Praise God. In other words, no matter how good it is, it's not as good as it's going to get. One day it's going to get far better than what it is now. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? I'm glad I've got that blessed hope in me. And he said that's what he has. He said that's what they're passing out in a liberal fashion. And he said we need to have a clear conscience, praise God, in the work that we do for the Lord. Now, Paul's talking to Timothy. He said, my own son in faith. So Timothy apparently was somebody that Paul had led to the Lord through his ministry. He said, grace and mercy and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ and our Lord. And he tells him here that he had him abide there at Ephesus while he went on to Macedonia, and then he charged him that he would stay with the stuff. Amen. That they'd teach no other doctrine than the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, there'd be no other biblical instruction than instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ. If somebody tries to teach you, instruct you, things contrary to Jesus Christ, then there's no doctrine at all. It's just he said it's fables and fairy tales and endless genealogies. He said we don't need those. He said what we need is the truth from God's Word. And he said when we have that, praise God, we edify God, we uplift, magnify God, and we uplift and encourage others in the faith. Amen. If you got faith today, praise God, who's your faith in? It's in Him, I hope. Amen. I hope it's in the Lord. I hope it ain't in somebody else. I hope it ain't in some man. I hope your hope ain't even in me. It's your pastor. Because I'll let you down. You know, say, how do you know? Because I let me down. Amen. Just like you let yourself down. Sometimes I get in my own way. Glory to God. But God. He said, the end of commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. He said faith is not the make-believe, but it's the real thing. And he said it's that charity out of good heart. Charity is love in action. And said it's out of good heart and out of a good conscience, or a conscience that's clear, a conscience that is pure. So we see that in what we're seeing here. And Paul's a minister to young Timothy. And Paul would speak of himself and the clear conscience that he had. And his conscience was towards God. It wasn't caught up in the world. But his conscience was clear because he was doing his best to be mindful of the Lord every day of his life. Now when Paul was out of the will of God and Paul was running, Paul, he was, but when he was Saul of Tarsus and how he persecuted the church every day. Amen. But he said, when I was doing that, he said, I'd done it ignorantly in unbelief. He said, I didn't know what I was doing. He said, I thought I was doing the right thing. But he said, I was persecuting church. I was literally persecuting the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, the world that we live in today, there's a whole lot of people, a lot of our family folks that's doing the same thing. They ridicule us. They put us down because we try to live for Christ. And now there's none of us perfect today. You or I, none of us is perfect, but we try to live for Christ, and we try to live Christ-like, and we try to understand, and we try to grow just a little bit every day. Amen? That ought to be our objective, to get just a little bit more like Jesus every day. So we wouldn't be deceptive in our actions. And Paul would say over in Acts chapter number 23, he would talk concerning his conscience. Paul says this in Acts chapter 23 and verse number 1. And he said, Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God unto this day. Amen. So Paul said, I've lived in a good conscience. I've done what I need to do, praise God. He said, my conscience is clear. I've tried to treat people the way I'd like to be. He said, now there was a time when I didn't because I done it in unbelief, not knowing. But since that day, since I got saved, since the Lord got my attention, since he blinded me on the road to Damascus, prayed right, since he sent me up there to Straight Street to straighten me out, he said, things are different now. I remember today, praise God, when Jesus sent me to Straight Street and straightened me out, and things are different now, amen? I praise God, the Lord, he knew how to get my attention. He knew where I was at. Hey, listen, that ain't the first time I've been to Straight Street. Amen? It probably won't be the last. How many of you have been to Straight Street? Amen? The Lord takes you there to straighten you out, to try to encourage, try to show you the right direction, the way that he had had to go. And Paul said, hey, listen, said, I've done everything. And I said, my conscience is clear. Said, I don't lose sleep at night because I haven't told you the truth, because I haven't loved you and tried to encourage you in the Lord. Amen. He would go on in Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24, verse 16, he says this. He said, here I do exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. Amen. He said, I'm working every day that the hope that I have toward the Lord, I praise God, and the resurrection of the dead, both the just and unjust, verse 15, and here do I exercise myself. So he said, this is where the rubber meets the road. He said, this is where it's put to the test. He said, it's exercising myself. He said, I'm looking myself. I'm evaluating myself. He said, I'm giving a day by day, I'm giving a self-evaluation to see how I stand before the Lord. Because one day we're going to have to stand before the Lord. Amen. And we need to stand before him with a clear conscience. He said, have always a conscience void of offense toward God. Praise the Lord, ain't you glad it can be that way? Because God said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. And he wouldn't ask us, he wouldn't tell us to do something that he wouldn't help us to do. God's there to manifest himself to us and to help us if we'll let him. Praise God, but we've got to want to let him. So he said, it's in the words and the deeds that he does. God's going to manifest himself. God is going to check out, praise God, through him in the things that he does. So how do you know? Look over at 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, Paul says this in verse number 4. For I know nothing by myself, Yet am I not hereby justified by he that judgeth me, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Now, Paul's saying here that he knows nothing but himself. He said, it's not me that does anything. He said, but it's the Lord. Yet am I not hereby justified. In other words, just as if I hadn't committed those sins because I've been checked up by the Lord. The Lord checked my conscience. God showed me where I was. Praise God. He let me see where I was. And He showed me where He'd like for me to be. And He allowed me to make an informed decision. God's gracious that way. Amen. I'm glad I'm not God. You better be glad I'm not God. Amen. I don't have the patience the Lord does. Amen. I'd tell you two or three times, and when you went to divert in front, I'd smack you up the side of the head and get your attention. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He does. He's gracious that way. The Lord knows where we're at, and He deals with us in our consciousness, praise God, and lets us know where we're at. He said, it's not of myself that does that. He said, it's God Almighty that's in me. Yet I'm not hereby, He said, yet am I not hereby justified. He said, I'm not justified within myself. He said, I'm justified because God Almighty in my consciousness has showed me the error of my ways and the goodness of His. And He's brought me to a place, praise God, where I'm not judged of man anymore. But He said, I'm being judged of God. And God has, praise God, through my consciousness, He showed me the error of my ways and the goodness of His. Amen. So He said, what Paul's to tell us here, praise God, in word, he said, He's judging me in word and deed. What I'm doing, praise God, and you know, one day He said, we're going to stand at judgment seat of Christ, not for salvation, but to see what we did in this body after we were saved. Amen. Paul said, in words and deeds, praise God. He said, whether I'm living in a morals and a value system, praise God, that's pleasing to God. Amen. We have to check up and see. And you say, well, preacher, what's that based on? That's based on God, praise God. It's based on God's standards and not our standards. Amen. A moral and a value system, that's His. Praise God. He said, that's what we're basing it on. Amen. And the conscience, praise God, verifies the integrity of our hearts. Amen. Consciousness, it looks at our hearts, praise God, it verifies the integrity of our heart before God. See why we're doing what we're doing. Amen. I do what I do, praise God, to bring glory to God. Amen. It ain't us to be seen, praise God, but it's the Lord to be lifted up, to be magnified everywhere that we go. Amen. And they, listen to me. They so many people have got in our families and stuff now. They so many sick and afflicted. They so many that's diseased and dying. They so many that's lost and undone without God. They so many that's deceived. Praise God. We need to evaluate and we need to have a good conscience toward God that we're doing the best we can to be pleasing to Him. Because we're all going to have to stand to give that account. Amen. We're all going to have to give an account to Him. And we won't be found pleasing to Him. Won't be found having a clear conscience before the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's what we all ought to desire. Have a clear conscience, praise God, and a testimony unto Jesus. Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, Paul says it this way in verse number 12. He said, For our rejoicing is this. And then that's what we're rejoicing in. He said, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to youward. So Paul is saying here in the Word of God, he's saying about a consciousness that he has, and he said our consciousness, praise God, is in simplicity and it's in godly sincerity. He said, see, we're sincerely trying to do it. He said, it's not in fleshly wisdom that we're doing it, but it's in sincerity to the Lord because we have that hope in Him. Amen. Praise God. It's those actions that we have, praise God, that appear to God. Because He sees it all. Amen. Praise God. He sees it all. He knows what we're doing. And he said, we have this testimony in Jesus Christ. We have this testimony within ourselves, within our consciousness, praise God. And he said, our conscience is clear. I wonder today, is your conscience clear? People saying all the time, well, boy, I just can't sleep. I don't know why, I just can't sleep. Well, maybe you got a guilty conscience. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe you just need to get things laid out before the Lord and let Him help you fix those. Amen. Praise God. Maybe that conscience is bothering you. Maybe your conscience is talking to you. So Paul telling, he said, I had a testimony, praise God. And he said, a conversation with the world. But he said, my conscience was having a conversation with me. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 11, Paul says this. He said, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest into God. And I trust also are made manifest in your consciousness. So what Paul's saying here, he said his actions was continually being observed by the Lord. In other words, God sees it all. Amen. Now we may think that we've got things hid from Him, but He sees everything that we do. And He goes beyond that. He knows every thought, to the thought and intent of the heart. That's getting down to why we do what we do. Amen. Praise God. And He sees that thing. He said, it's made apparent to God. He said, because He said, what we're doing, He said, we've been made witnesses to men's consciousness. Amen. Our consciousness to know good or good and bad, know from good to and to know from bad. What's right and what's wrong. Amen. Paul says that. He said, our conscience is good, praise God. He said, because we stood before God, our conscience is talking to Him, and it's revealing things to Him, and He's revealing to other ones around Him so that their conscience can be clear as well. So that they can all go home, go to bed, and sleep like babies. Amen. Praise God. I know. What was his name? The old fellow that used to go up on the mountain with us. Anyway, he used to say it all the time. Amen. He said, my conscience clear, said I sleep like a baby. Amen. Praise God. What was the old fellow's name? Just left me. Anyway, his conscience was clear. He said, if your conscience is clear, you can sleep like a baby. But said, if your conscience ain't clear and you got all this turmoil in your mind, turmoil in your heart, praise God, he said, you're not going to rest. But Paul said, my conscience is clear. He said, I've been preaching the gospel. He said, I hope that it'll be manifest to your consciousness. So that your consciousness can be clear, your conscience can be clear too. Amen. There's nothing like having a clear conscience in this world in which we live. Amen. Why? Because your conscience, praise God. Do you know your conscience is a servant? Amen. It's a servant to the individual in a value system, praise God. Those intellectual values that we have, those individual values that we have, praise God, that we try to live by. That moral conviction. Amen. But if you've got an immature and weak consciousness, a value system, praise God, then you're going to have a weak conscience. Amen. It's going to be wishy-washy. Amen. That's words you don't hear much no more. But that's what it is. A weak conscience is a wishy-washy conscience. But same thing, he said, hey, that's an immature consciousness. But those that are fully formed, praise God, and mature in our value system, then we have a strong sense of right and wrong. We have a strong conscience. Amen. That we know what we believe, Brother Bill, and we believe what we know. Amen. You say, where do you find it? In the volume of the book. And you say, you know, this is what God says. I think I'll just go with God. We're living in a day and hour. People don't want to do that. They say, well, preacher, you know, things is changing all around us. Yes, they are. And it's not for the better. Amen. It's not changing the way it's going to help me and you. Hey, listen. I tell you that, hey, listen, tonight, hey, there's a whole lot of us are closer to home than we used to be. And praise God, I ain't going to change the way I think and believe now, praise God. I'm going to just stay with the Lord. I think I'll just go with God. He's brought me this far, and I believe He can get me home. Amen. Like the old proverbial saying, I stay with the one that brought you. Amen. Want to do you some good. So we see this consciousness, praise God, that Paul's mentioned so many times. And that's just a drop in the bucket of the times he's speaking of the consciousness that we need to have, praise God. That's in us, amen, that God can use for His glory. If we've got a pure conscience, a clear conscience before God. Amen. But then there's those folks that gone the other direction. He said, Paul said, they swerved out of line. They swerved out of their lane. And they've gone the wrong direction. He said, to the very point that they've seared their conscience. Amen. Look at 1 Timothy. Go back 1 Timothy, where we were a little while ago. Chapter number 4, verse 1 and 2. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. He said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Amen. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Amen. He said, some of them, that their consciousness is seared. Their conscience is seared. Now that word seared means to make hard and calloused, to be beyond feeling. You look around the world today and there's a whole lot of people running around there with seared consciences. They can do everything they want. They said they voted in California last week, I believe it was, that it's okay to kill a baby up to, what was it, a year? A year after it's born. That's a seared conscience. I mean, that's a living human. They're saying it's okay to kill a living human being. As long as it's not over a year old, it's okay. That's wickedness. That is wicked. That's a conscience that is seared. That's a conscience, praise God, that's hardened, it's calloused, it has no feeling. Man, God help us. Praise God. You know what happens when a conscience is seared? It's no longer listening to their conscience. Amen. A person it's seared is no longer listening to their conscience. Amen. The promptings of their conscience is no longer audible. They don't hear it no more. They're going in their own pernicious ways, doing the things that they want to do contrary to whatever's around them. Amen. No, contrary to even people trying to tell them right from wrong. Amen. And they think they're okay. There's people in the world that think, these people that believe it's okay to kill little babies and it's all right. And they get caught up in the sinfulness. We do things that's sinful. Amen. And we fall into a place where we become full of sinfulness. Full of sinfulness, praise God. And we don't understand. And then they'll still stand up and sing, oh, it is well with my soul. Hello? Amen. Their conscience is seared with a hot iron. Amen. Praise hard, calloused, beyond feeling. But then they still want to stand up and say, it's well with my soul. And oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. And they don't even realize it. They treat others, praise God, with insensitivity. No sensitivity, no compassion for others. You look around the world, but it's everywhere today. I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of people their conscience has been seared. And they're beyond feeling. Can they be brought back? I hope so. I know God can do all things. I know that there's nothing impossible with the Lord. But it's going to take a touch of the Holy Ghost of God in their hearts and their lives, praise God, to get them out of that, to bring them to a place out of that hardness and that callousness, a place where, praise God, where the feeling comes back and they can realize that there's a God in heaven, first of all, that loves them and died for them and come to save them so that they can have that feeling again. Amen. So that they can feel a touch of God. Praise the Lord. But we need that. Need to have a clear conscience before the Lord. Amen. A Christian conscience tonight. Praise God. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, what is a Christian conscience? That's almost hard to say. A Christian conscience. It's a conscience that obeys God. Amen. It's your consciousness and my conscience that listens to what God says. Amen. That does the things they say. It's a consciousness that grows in the Word of God. That the Word of God is manifest in our hearts. It's a consciousness, praise God, that would cause us to repent of our sin. If there's any sin in our life, praise God, a consciousness that would bring it to our attention on the forefront, praise God, and get it behind us so we can go on for God's glory. So that our conscience can be clear. Amen. Amen. So they won't be all those muddy waters and murky waters of our conscience. So we can pill our head and sleep at night. To God be the glory. Amen. So what is that clear a Christian conscience that we need to have, that clear conscience? It's that sure assurance that we have that neither God nor man can bring an accusation against you or against me, praise God, that we have not already attempted, amen, to make right. Hello? That assurance, that Christian assurance, praise God, that Christian consciousness, that clear conscience that me and you should have is that consciousness of assurance that we've done everything that we have, that God or man could not hold anything before us, bring any riling accusation against us that you and I have not already attempted to make right to the best of our ability. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where you come up with that clear conscience. Because you go before God and you say, Lord, you know what? I've been wrong in this, or I've been wrong in that, or I've missed the mark here. And Lord, I want you to help me. Now that I understand, now that I see it, Lord, help me to put that behind me. We may be here tonight, and maybe you've been fighting your consciousness for a long time. Amen. Sometimes people fight with, have little things in their consciousness, praise God, or maybe big things, and it just eat at you and eat at you and eat at you for years and for months and for days. Paul says, listen, Timothy said, it's time to come with a clear conscience. It's time to clear out the attic, if you will. Get rid of that old stuff that's hindering us, keeping us from having that right relationship with God and with our fellow man. Amen. So having that clear conscience, praise God, we peel our head at night and say, ain't Jesus good? Bless His holy name. Amen. That's what it's about. That's what Paul's talking about. That's what Paul's trying to tell us. That's what he's trying to tell these young'uns, praise God. He said, that spirit. He said, how can they have this hard heart? He said, because they've given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Amen. Instead of having biblical instruction, they've got instruction from the devil. And they're speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. He goes on and says, all the things that they've done, all the things, the reproach of God that they brought upon Himself. Amen. But God says in verse number 6, He said, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, tells young Timothy, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. Amen. He said, you've attained something big. He said, if you'll just stay with the stuff. Stay with the Lord. Keep a clear conscience before God and before man. Amen. You know, it's important tonight that we keep a good conscience, a clear conscience before God and man so that we can live right, so we can hold our head up, so we can be proud of who our God is and our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Because He's made possible for us to be what we are. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. And He helps us every day. So that there's no reason, there's never a reason that we should pillow our head without having a clear conscience. Paul said, we just take it to the Lord and we fix it. That's why in Ephesians He said, not let the sun go down upon your wrath. He said, amen, if you got all hard feelings or hard word against somebody's face, He said, you need to fix it before the sun goes down. Amen. Sometimes all we got to do is just say, you know what, I was wrong, I'm sorry. You say, well, I wasn't wrong. Well, amen, that don't matter. Just fix it. Amen. And I can't do something about somebody else's part. But I tell you what I can do, something about my part. I can say, you know what, I'm sorry. Lord, would you forgive me? Or ask them to forgive me. Ask the Lord to forgive me. And I've done all I can do. Amen. Praise God. And the God do the rest. You say, what do you get? I get a clear conscience. I can go home peeling my head and say, you know what? I did my best to try to make it right. Praise God. Why? Because my heart's not seared. And man, it's not hardened. It's not calloused. It's not beyond feeling. Because I feel for people. I love folks. Amen. I love folks. I love folks who I guess probably don't even like me, but I love them in the Lord. Amen. Because my conscience, it just causes me to do that. Because God has been so good to me. Amen. What about you? Has God been good to you? Is your conscience clear tonight? Every aspect, every avenue, all things running well. Paul said you can be. Amen. That internal system, praise God, a self-knowledge and self-evaluation. Amen. It's really easy tonight to look around and evaluate other people. But sometimes we don't want to evaluate ourselves. But when you start really doing business with the Lord, you evaluate yourself to see where I am. And then I can do things to be pleasing to the Lord, that the folks can see Christ in me, and then He begin to make the difference. Amen.